Well, the story I'd like to share with you today comes from the Pacific, Hawaii, Polynesia, all the way down to Australia and New Zealand. And it's about a character called Maui. Now, when Maui was born, he already had 5 brothers and 5 sisters. He is the youngest of 11 kids. And when he was born, times were kind of hard on the island. And so his mother took him down to the edge of the ocean, cut off some of her long black hair, and wrapped the baby in that hair, left him at the edge of the ocean. And a giant wave came and wrapped itself around the baby and pulled him under the water. You see, Maui's uncle was the god of the sea. So Maui grew up under the ocean. And that's where he grew to be braver than anybody else, smarter than anybody else, stronger than anybody else, and also lazier than anybody else. Now, after a while, Maui's uncle heard that times were good on the island again, so he sent Maui home. And Maui had 3 magic gifts. He had a magic canoe paddle, and in like 3 strokes, he could cross the entire Pacific Ocean. He had a magic fishing spear, and no matter where he threw the spear, it hit the mark. He also had a magic war club. You see, Maui was braver than anybody else, smarter than anybody else, stronger than anybody else. He was also short. He was this kind of little guy. But with his bravery and his strength and this war club, no one ever beat Maui in a battle. So Maui went home. Now, Maui came to the island, and remember, he didn't know who his brothers and sisters were because he had been a baby when he left. And he's wandering around the island, and then he sees some kids playing. They're throwing fishing spears at the huts. And Maui looks at this and goes, whoa, this is a really great game. Hey, we throw some spears at the huts. This is really great. He didn't know those were his own brothers and sisters. So Maui gets there with his strength, his magic fishing spear. He throws that spear. It goes through the wall, through the hut, out the wall on the other side. Well, that hut just happened to belong to his mother. And she came out, and whoever threw that spear was in big trouble. Well, then she looked, and she saw it was Maui. And she said, Maui, you're back. You're finally home. Oh, come into the house. Come on into the hut. Now, there was a problem. There were 2 doorposts that guarded that hut. There was tall post and short post, and they would not let Maui in. Well, Maui took that great war club of his, and he first hit tall post, and then he hit short post, and the doors opened up, and Maui walked into the house. Now, in those days, there weren't as many islands out in the Pacific. And Maui, being as lazy as he was, never helped his brothers do anything. Well, they'd had it. They came up to Maui, who was sleeping under a tree, and they said, Maui, come on. You're going out in the big canoe with us. You're going fishing with us today. And Maui stretched. And he yawned. And he said, okay. And he took his line, and he took his hook, and he went out in the canoe with his brothers. And all he said is, we'll see. Well, they came out into the middle of the ocean. Maui threw his line and his hook out. And he snagged something, and he began to pull. And then he told his brothers to turn around in the canoe and to paddle. And they paddled, and Maui pulled and pulled, and out of the ocean came an island with 2 mountain peaks, a valley in between, trees, animals, everything on this island. His brothers turned around and saw this island rising out of the ocean, and they became frightened, and they cut the line. And no matter where Maui fished, he pulled islands out of the ocean. In fact, that's how the island of Maui got into the chain of the Hawaiian Islands. Now, in those days, the birds had no form, no shape. They had voices. You could hear them, but you could not see them. They were invisible. Now, in the evening, and at night and in the morning, you could hear this magical sound, this music come from the trees. But nobody knew what made them. Now, those birds liked Maui. And when he would sleep and doze under the trees, they would come and sing to him. And one day, a stranger came, and he began to brag about what all was on his island. The trees were bigger, the fish were bigger, the water was bluer, flowers prettier, on and on and on and on and on he went. And Maui sat there listening, and he felt sorry for his people. They didn't have anything special. He got an idea. He began to sing and to chant. And those birds came from all over, and they joined in his singing, and there was magical music going on. And then he clapped his hands, and the birds appeared in the sky and in the trees. Birds with colors, blue, red, green, yellow, wonderful, marvelous colors. And that stranger, he didn't say anything else. And Maui sat there. Hey, he was pretty pleased with himself. And he thought, you know, I will give these birds as a gift to my people. And even today, if you go to Hawaii or through the Pacific, you will see those birds in the trees and in the sky. Those birds with the marvelous colors and the magical voices.